It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. My people leaving work, going to work. My people hanging out at work. My people sick of their boss. If you're sick of your boss, I hope they're listening in the background. I said it for you. They're sick of you. Anyway, I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, in New York City. It's Wednesday. It's time to get you over the hump. We talked about a lot already. DK Metcalf wants out of Seattle. The gigantic wide receiver freak. Where's he going to go? I don't know. And send him to the Chargers. They need help. Justin Herbert needs somebody to throw the ball to. Hey, we had a great chat with Patrick Finley from the Chicago Sun-Times. He covers all things Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears are trying their best to make sure that Caleb Williams is not sacked 70 times last year. That guy's going to end up with a, I don't know, he's going to be Captain Concussion if he gets it like that. But they added Joe Tooney. They added Jonah Jackson. And then we talked about the Kansas City Chiefs. With Joe Tooney gone, you got to figure out a contract long term with Trey. You got to still figure out left tackle. Are the Chiefs going backwards? I think it's too early to say. And then we have more to get into. How about this? In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with former NBA champion and former NBA coach and assistant coach. Lionel Hollins is going to join us. He got an up close and personal view of LeBron James as an assistant with the Lakers. I want to ask him about those 50,000 points that LeBron scored. I want to ask him about Luka and LeBron, how they'll work out. I want to get his thoughts on, you know, what team is going to compete for a championship. And since he was a coach, I want to get his thoughts on what Jason Kidd is going through. Jason Kidd lost Luka Doncic. He lost. And Kyrie Irving, Jason Kidd might have to, suit up himself. We'll have that conversation with Lionel Hollins in about 20 minutes from now. Also, it's Wednesday. The top of the hour, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the best wide receivers available here in 2025. We got Adams, who got cut yesterday. We got a whole bunch of hurt guys who are going to be available too, or guys who have been hurt. Stephon Diggs. So I'm going to give you a top six list of wide receivers, because being a wide receiver free agent right now in the NFL, it's like being in the Hunger Games. Like, nobody is safe. A top six list is coming your way in an hour. So we got a whole lot more to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Like I said, I'm here with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Chiefs. What are they doing with the offensive line? What are they going to do with the offensive weapons? How are they going to, you know, just give Patrick Mahomes the best chance to succeed after he was sacked 6 times last year, or in the last Super Bowl? Hickey, they beat that man up so bad. Did you see Patrick Mahomes? He cut his hair, huh?
I did see that, yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I guess if you're running for your life now, maybe you expect to run for your life in 2025, can't have all that flow slowing you down.
Oh, the hair slowed him down, huh?
I mean, saw a lot of those defensive ends for the Eagles have no problem chasing him down. Maybe that's it.
It's possible. Possibility.
Forget the dad bod and the Coors Lights that he allegedly drinks. I think it was the hair that's the problem.
He drinks... Patrick Mahomes drinks Coors Lights?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I didn't know that. What, after the Super Bowl victory? After a championship? Like, when is he drinking Coors Lights? Is this something new from college? Was he doing this at Tech? Like, what am I missing?
I don't know how far back it goes, but I think, like, anytime he's having a beer, I'm pretty sure Coors Light is his go-to, man, I believe.
Maybe that's why he has that beer body. I don't know. Dad bod. Hell of an athlete. I'm just saying, maybe that's the secret. If I drink Coors Lights, I wonder if I could throw the ball like Patrick Mahomes. Probably not.
Be a good marketing campaign for them, though.
If I drink Coors Lights, I could throw hands like his dad, right? Right.
That is a yes for sure.
Isn't his dad? Yeah, well, we found out the fight was gimmicked. Him and John Rocker. I don't even. What are they fighting? Like next month, I believe, right?
Oh, I thought it was canceled.
No.
Yeah.
They canceled that fight. I know his. And I said this. I said, how's this guy on Bourbon Street? The guy's on probation because he has like 3 DUIs. And he's just hanging out on Bourbon Street picking fights like this is going to go well with the judge. And so lo and behold, he had to answer to a judge. And he's just like, yeah, it's fixed. Well, it was fixed. So it's canceled. Are you sure, Higgy? You sure about that?
Dave Portnoy put out a video at this point, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, roughly, saying that the fight was off.
Oh, boy. I said, okay, I thought it's 3 weeks ago. John Rocker and Mahomes Sr. are officially fighting on April 18th. There's an article here. Oh, wow, 2 weeks ago, yeah. Brittany Mahomes helped nix the fight. Oh, my God. The wife?
Good for her.
His Patrick Mahomes' wife did something positive in the public? Oh, my God. I guess his own son is just like, man, I'm sick of this crap. Okay. Like, I don't need, even though my name is also Patrick Mahomes, I don't need my name associated with my dad's. Wow.
Sad.
Well, yeah, I know. How about that? What are we going to do on April 18th now, Hickey? I don't.
I already canceled all my plans. Now I got nothing to do.
They can't find a replacement. Where's Mike Piazza?
Roger Clemens, let's go. Yeah, let's get 25 years later, we're back, baby.
Yeah, let's get Roger Clemens and Mike Piazza and watch them fight, too. I don't know. Oh, my God, what a world. Well, good for Patrick Mahomes. He won't be facing as much embarrassment. What a world. But anyway, somebody who's used to chasing Patrick Mahomes around is Max Crosby for the Raiders, divisional rival. Max Crosby got himself a brand new contract today from the Las Vegas Raiders. Come on, remember, the Raiders got a new GM in Spytek. They got a new minority owner in Tom Brady. The Raiders have a new head coach in Pete Carroll. Max Crosby, he ain't new. He's been there since 2019. He had 2 more years left on his contract. He's one of the best ends and one of the best edge rushers in the entire NFL. And they decided to not play games with this man. They awarded him a contract extension. So 2 years left, they tacked on another 3 years. North of $105 million. He's making $106. But here's the deal. And this is all funny money. Not for him or me if it's going into his wallet. Not funny to anybody. But the structure of it is. For right now, Max Crosby is going to be making $35.5 million a season with this new extension. This makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in the entire NFL. Justin Jefferson of the Vikings used to be that guy because he was making only $35 million a year. Nick Bosa and CeeDee Lamb were making $34 million. A.J. Brown was making 32. All these guys are going broke, all of them. They're all so poor. But here's the deal. I don't know how much longer that's going to last because there's a certain Dallas Cowboy. I think there is a certain member of the Cincinnati Bengals who are going to want to probably jump Max Crosby. And so this was a smart move for the Las Vegas Raiders. Pay Max Crosby now so you don't have to pay up big, stupid money later. And Max Crosby isn't stupid either. He knows how to play the game. Because if we go back to Super Bowl week, Max Crosby was sitting down with Amy Adams on Up and Adams, and he was asked about, you know, where am I going to go, and I need a contract extension in the Raiders. We don't know if they have a quarterback. And he said, listen, man, I got to do what's best for me. I don't care where it is. That's what he said.
I've had the opportunity to sit with front office and ownership and head coach and GM. Like, I've been having those conversations and continue to have that as far as what's the plan moving forward. Because I have one body and I can only play for so long. And the way I play, like, I'm going to play with reckless abandon. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to play forever. I want an opportunity to win. That's all that matters to me.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what he said a month ago. I only got one body. I keep adding a tattoo to it every day. Hickey, do you know what he looked like when he came into the league?
No idea.
Well, he didn't look like what he does now. He must get a tattoo every day. One tattoo every day.
Crazy, too, up by the neck. Like, it's a... Does he have any body left outside of his face?
Put some more on his face. You seen those guys that have the whole body tatted? I mean, even the face? He needs to do that.
Ugh.
How intimidating would that be for a quarterback? You look over and you go, oh, this guy? Okay. All right. Here he comes.
That's true. Now, you're right about it. Listen, if I was a quarterback and I saw a fully tatted face like that, I wouldn't even tap the ball. Yeah. You win.
You got it. You got it. Well, Max Crosby is a bad man enough as it is. I mean, even last year, only played 12 games, had an ankle injury, had 7.5 sacks. He still led the team in basically all the important defensive categories that included getting a quarterback's ass, and he only played in 12 games. He's a bad dude. And so for all the talk that he did a month ago about, oh, I got one body, oh, I want to go where I can win. Look, the Raiders still don't know where they're going at quarterback. And I'm sure Max Crosby has some type of inkling. But I know the money did not hurt the situation. I know the money did not hurt his decision. And so they had a press conference today where Spytek, the new GM, the guy who carries Tom Brady's bags, Max Crosby, and then the new head coach, Pete Carroll, they all sat on a fancy stage in Las Vegas. They have a beautiful facility. And Max Crosby said, hey, this is the reason why I wanted to stay. It's not the money. It's this guy.
Certain people are meant to be in your life for a reason. We're building our relationship just like, you know, all of us up here. But we all have the same goal, and that's to win. And that's what I'm all about. So it's truly humbling. And there's so many people, like I said, that can be involved and thanked along the way. You know, my agent, CJ Doug, these guys have put in so much work and helped me along the road. But Coach Carroll is one of the best to ever do it. His resume speaks for itself. And it's an honor to be, you know, to be held to that high of a standard. So I take it very seriously. And John Spytek says, you know, it's not about what I've done. It's about what I'm going to do. And that's what my focus is right now.
Okay. He wanted to stay a Raider because of Pete Carroll, who's, what, going to be 73 years old, 72, 73. That's why he's sticking around? Sure. Okay. It has nothing to do with the $35.5 million that's coming his way, you know, every single season. And tell me how you really feel. Oh, you don't know who the quarterback is? Oh, the money will make it feel better. Max Crosby is a great player. I'm glad that he looks like a Raider. He shows up to work and he busts ass. I like Max Crosby. He's a good guy. We've had him on the JR Sport Brief show in the past. Now he's making all this big money. Hit him up again and make him join the show. Send some money. Hickey, you want some money from him? He got it.
I'd love some. Take anything.
I'm going to ask for some money out of his couch cushions, okay?
Probably a few K in there, right?
Yeah, I will gladly take it. Okay. Illegally, not like the guys who were stealing from the people. And you know, I'll ask him. That's if you ask us, Hickey, if you ask, it's not stealing, is it?
If you ask and he says no,
then it's stealing.
Because sometimes, would you argue, is it better to ask for forgiveness than permission?
Oh, boy.
Well, Hickey, found these hundreds sitting in the couch cushion. I hope it's okay if I took them and already spent them.
I'm not Ipe Mizuhara, okay? I'm not calling up the bank going, hey, do you know who I am? I'm Max Crosby, okay? So why are you asking me for $3 million? Car loan. What are you getting? The most expensive exclusive Bugatti. It's being imported from Saudi Arabia. Okay? Can I talk to Max Crosby? Sure. Hickey, I'm not Ipe. I'm not Ipe.
Tattoo removal. It costs $3 million to get all these tattoos off. I promise. I need the money.
Okay. All right. I'll see how that one goes. Yeah, Max Crosby getting all of the money. And unfortunately, and we'll get into this. You know what? We'll take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Lonnell Hollins, because I do want to talk more about how Max Crosby's new deal and contract has basically helped screw over the Dallas Cowboys. Well, let me correct myself. The Dallas Cowboys have ultimately screwed themselves over again. I know they did a little bit of work today by restructuring their contract with Dak Prescott. Jerry Jones contradicted his son. The Dallas Cowboys are a joke. They're still not the Mavericks yet, Well, they've been the Mavericks. The Mavericks are worse. Everything in Dallas is a joke. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to have a chat with Lionel Hollins. We'll talk more NFL. Next hour, we'll give you a top six list of the best wide receivers available in 2025. But let's take a break, and let's talk to this man who won a championship with the Blazers, who was an all-star with the Blazers, who coached the Memphis Grizzlies, was an assistant head coach for the Los Angeles Lakers when they won that championship. He helped coach LeBron James. We'll chat with Lionel Hollins and get his thoughts on LeBron passing the 50,000-point barrier and everything else going on in the NBA, including who he thinks is going to win a title. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We all know that the NFL is sucking up a lot of airtime right now with free agency, but we still have amazing things happening in the NBA, especially as we move down towards the close of the season. We got records being broken. We've seen some amazing performances. And joining us right now is someone who's won an NBA championship. He's a legend with the Portland Trail Blazers. He's coached in the league. He's done it all. His name is Lionel Hollins. Coach, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's a pleasure to be able to go on a show and talk with people about sports.
No doubt about it. Well, I guess we might as well talk about some of the, well, one thing we've never seen before in the world of sports. At one point in time, you were an assistant with the Los Angeles Lakers. You were right there coaching against and with LeBron James. The man has scored 50,000 points. What are your first impressions when you seen that last night?
Well, you know, I thought about his entire career, man. They call him King James. He was noted ever since he was a young kid. And he's produced on every level, on a high level, in a special way. His career has been outer worldly, is the best way to put it. And this last 50,000 points in a career for regular season and playoffs, it just speaks to that he is the chosen one. And he's been chosen to do special things for a special reason. And he surpassed it, what anybody could have expected him to achieve.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Well, you've played in the league. You coached against Kareem. You've seen LeBron. Is he the best? Is he the most accomplished? I mean, he's played almost 26 combined seasons, including playoffs by now.
Well, you know, when you look at his longevity and the level of play that he's played on, it's spectacular, and it speaks to his commitment. You know, to be able to, and his passion, because he has a desire and a passion to be out there. So he does whatever it takes to get his body right. He loves to play the game, so he only misses if he's truly hurt. He rarely just sits out for no reason. And I think that those things speak to why he's been able to go as long as he has. A lot of players have played to a certain point, and then they lose the desire to work that hard, and then before you know it, their career ends. And he has had a desire to work extremely hard in the off season to prepare for the next regular season. A lot of guys take a lot of the off season off, and then the last 2 or 3 months they start getting after it. But he tends to, even when he's on vacation, even when he's shooting movies, he's working out.
Coach Lionel Hollins is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, based on what we've seen and what we might see the rest of the way, we know the Lakers picked up Luka Doncic. Do you have them in that category of being championship contenders?
I do. I think that Luka takes a lot of pressure off of LeBron of having to be the man at his age and expending that energy night in and night out for the amount of minutes that he's on the court. I looked the other night, he played 37 minutes. So it's great for him to have somebody else. And I look at Luke is actually, he's different scorer than LeBron, but he doesn't have to work like LeBron has to work. LeBron is physical. He's attacking the basket. He's bumping and grinding with everybody. You know, he's running the lane to get ahead of everybody. And those types of things takes its toll on you, where Luka, you know, 1 foot step back, he shoots a three. You know, he fakes a drive, and he's doing all the quick ball handling thing that LeBron doesn't usually do. His ball handling has improved over his career. His three-point shooting has improved over his career. His ability to post up has improved over his career. So, you know, he's gotten to another level. But having Luka makes it easy for him. Plus, he trusts Luka because Luka is going to find him. If he's open, he's going to find him. So LeBron runs harder. He cuts back door. He knows that he's going to get easy stuff, which lessens the wear and tear on everybody.
Well, Coach Hollins, we know coaching is not easy, whether it's your time with the Grizzlies or the Nets or as an assistant recently with the Rockets. We can go on. Last night we saw Budenholzer and Durant get into a little bit of a tiff. We see J.J. Redick here in his first year. It's not easy coaching the Lakers. It's not easy coaching, period. What do you think about what J.J. Redick has done and just the job in general and how it's evolved?
Well, I think that having your best player be on board with you from the get and welcomes you being the coach and having had a relationship with him helps. A lot of coaches don't have relationship with players, but they develop them over time, which, you know, I've had to do when I was with the Grizzlies. And I think that I tell everybody coaching is confrontational. It's playing is competition and it's confrontational as well, but it's a physical with the coach. It's a mental thing. You got to challenge guys and set high standards and get them to buy into playing together, playing hard, those two things. And then having strategy to win the game, playing the game to win it. You know, you go to the park and you go up and play in the gym, you know, you throw up some jumpers and they're ill-advised and nobody cares. But you play in a game, it costs you. You can be up a few points with few minutes left and you take a bad shot or you commit turnovers. There are consequences on the court. So you have to learn what the time and score is and what the strategy that your coach has implemented as you go down the stretch. So I love coaching because it's the next best thing to playing. I couldn't play anymore. LeBron's 40. I quit at 31 and I couldn't play another second, right? And I used to talk to him about, you know, his gifts and my gifts. I said, we've both been gifted by God. But God gave you a lot more gifts than me. Doesn't mean that I couldn't play in the NBA and have a career and have success, which I did, and win championship. But, you know, he's blessed him with a lot more that he has than I have. I wasn't 6'9". I didn't weigh 230, 240, 250, whatever everybody says he is. But I enjoy being around LeBron. I enjoyed his commitment. I enjoyed his willingness to want to be coach. But, you know, he wanted you to challenge, but you had to be on point of what you were trying to challenge him about. You just couldn't come at him just because he made a mistake and you want to yell at somebody. You think yelling at LeBron allows you to yell at everybody else. Those things don't work with him or any really great player. So you have to manage them in a way where you're communicating and setting a table for what you're planning on doing and what you expect from them.
Former NBA champion and coach Lionel Hollins is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show. You talk about coaching. I go back a couple of weeks ago to the All-Star game. Draymond Green made a comment about potentially being a coach, and he was made fun of just a little bit. He's a competitor. What do you think about his temperament and behavior? Do you think he'd be a good coach?
Well, there's been a lot of players that have transitioned from playing to coaching. I think the biggest thing is patience. The second thing is understanding that every player doesn't have the skill set to play on the level that you played on when you played. Jerry West struggled with that, right? When he tried to coach, Magic struggled with that. The two guys that I just recall off the top of my head, because they don't have your skill set. They don't see the game the way you see it. Those were great players that saw the game in its entirety. You got guys that only see the game through themselves and their own lens, and you have to teach them. And teaching is also a struggle. It's confrontation every day to get them to do the same thing. And I remember when I came to the Grizzlies, I'm telling you, we went for a week where every day I had to start from scratch and tell them all over again what I told them the day before. And you just have to stay after. So you have to have that desire and that stick-to-itiveness and mental toughness. So Draymond could do it. Whether he could deal with referees and stay in the games, you know, that's still an issue. Whether he can not yell at players blatantly all the time. You can yell at players, but after a while they quit listening to you if you're not on point of why you're yelling and communicating in a different manner with them. But if they know you care, you can get on them, and you can, and they know you're for them, and their the desires for success, not necessarily the teams, but you have to share with them. I want you to have success, but there's parameters that you have to operate in so that everybody else can be a part of this success and help.
Well, Coach Hollins, we know your most recent stop in the NBA was with a young Houston Rockets team. We've seen how they've developed under Coach Ime Udoka. What are your thoughts on what he's been able to do with his second chance in the league?
Well, he was a very good coach the first time around. And I think that he laid a foundation and he created a culture that Missoula has been able to tap into and take it to another level, obviously, and win a championship. And I think that what helped him a lot was the management discarded a lot of players and bought in, you know, some veterans. You know, they bought in Brooks, they bought in Van Vliet, and so Jeff Green. These guys know how to work. They know how to be professional. They know when they come out of the game why they came out of the game. Young players never know why they came in. They never commit a foul. Every turnover is somebody else's fault. And that's a learning and maturing thing that happens with most players in the league. But having those veterans to say, yeah, man, let it go. That was your fault. Yes, that was a foul. Quit arguing with the ref. And that brings the development up quickly because it helps the player to grow and mature.
Well, Coach, you talk about Joe Mazzulla. We know the Celtics won the championship last year. You just pegged the Los Angeles Lakers as being contenders. Who else do you see in that mix? Who are you favoring to go all the way this year?
Well, I still like OKC. I don't know. It's going to be tough in the West. But I always say this is tough, but you only have to play one team. And then once you get by them, you get to play another team. And you don't get to play all eight teams that are in the playoffs. They're all potential finalists. So that's the first part. But I love Cleveland. Cleveland has turned the game back a little bit. They don't play slow, but they play big. And you can play fast and play big, especially when your power forward can play on the perimeter, put the ball on the floor, as well as post up. And they guard the basket. They rebound. They offensive rebound. And so they're going to be tough on a lot of these teams that play small. The Knicks, you know, play really small most of the time. And I love their culture in New York. I love how hard they play, how together they are. They're really a family and connected. But when it gets down to it, it's going to be about the matchup that you have. If you have to go up against a team that you can't match up with, you're going to have to play exceedingly well to beat them. And if you slip up at all, you're not going to win.
Coach Lionel Hollins here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. As we wrap things up, I do want to talk to you about one more coach. He's coaching the Dallas Mavericks right now. His name is Jason Kidd. You were a point guard. He's a point guard. He's now coaching the team that just lost a point guard, two of them. What are your thoughts on what's going on in Dallas, and how is Jason Kidd going to deal with this?
Well, Jason's going to deal with it well. Jason's a champion. He's a Hall of Famer, and he was a great player. Again, he's one of those great players that came along even in high school. Everybody knew who Jason Kidd was coming out of high school, going to college, and then into the NBA. And I think that as a coach, whether you're a point guard or not, I think you have to see the game and manage the game for the players. And that takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort when you don't have leaders on the court or you don't have star players that are leaders. And so I think that he'll have to step up more and really coach. I mean, you stand on the sideline, you're calling plays because you don't have a guy who knows what plays to call or that you're in tune with, that is in tune with you. You know, you talk about quarterbacks and quarterback coaches and how they're in tune because he's calling the plays, but he also knows what the quarterback can do well and likes to do. And it's the same way in the NBA. And when you don't have a player that fully understands what everybody on the court can do, you have to manage that. You have to lead him through that. And a lot of times, and for me, I go back way back when I was a interim coach in Vancouver, I used to meet with Mike Bibby every game day. We'd go to lunch after shoot around. We wouldn't always eat. We just sit there and talk. And I said, these are the plays that we can work, and this is what you can use to get Sharif off. This is what you work and get Big Country off and Mike Dickerson. And he embraced that, and he bloomed into doing it himself. Mike Conley did the same thing here in Memphis. So, you know, it's a process. I don't know if they have enough, but they play hard and they play together, so they'll give everybody – a fight when they come, and you can't slip up and take a night off when you play Dallas, because Jason will have them ready.
No, Coach, you're suggesting that Jason suit back up and play point guard as well, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, because I've seen his body when I was assistant coach with him in LA. I don't think he wants to suit up again, but he can certainly mentally coach those guys and help them be better.
I hear that. Well, Coach, thank you so much for the time. Where can people keep up with you and find you, Coach?
Well, I'm on Twitter. I mean, X. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I mean, Lye Hollins 14. On all of those sites and platforms, but I don't do much. I do some clinics. I do a lot more mentoring and speaking to kids and, getting ready to go to Portland for Bill Walton's Memorial. And I do a lot of stuff with St. Jude. And so I'm in the community here doing my thing, but I don't travel much. But when I do, it's usually I'm gone for a week, and I'm glad to get back home.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time. You brought up Sharif Abdul-Rahim. I'm going to have to hit him up. It's been a minute since we've had him as a guest on the show. He's a great guy from here in Georgia.
Yeah, I just saw him in San Francisco at the All-Star game, him and his wife. He's one of my favorite people, and not just as a player, but as a person. He's one of the most genuine, good people that I've been around in my career.
He most certainly is. Well, Coach, we'll catch you on down the line. I appreciate the time. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Coach Hollins for joining us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into more NBA talk, get you all set for the top six list.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Coach Lionel Hollins for joining us in the last break. To talk about LeBron James, to talk about the NBA, to talk about coaching. He had some good points on whether or not Draymond could coach. He's like, man, can Draymond get over the referees? How the hell is he going to coach? He could barely deal with the referees now as a player. Hey, you missed that conversation. Go ahead and hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app. In 15 minutes at the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We got a lot of wide receivers who are basically going to be loose. They're going to be free in free agency. We have some wide receivers who want to be traded. I haven't seen a list like this in like forever. I'm going to give you a top six list of the best wide receivers available in 2025. The NFL has never seen anything like this. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, a part of the conversation that we just had with Lionel Hollins revolved around LeBron James and the fact that he is now past 50,000 career points. You know, we discussed it before it happened last night. He's played about 25 and a half seasons. You count the postseason, you count the regular season, and this isn't just like crap basketball. LeBron James has been playing at a Hall of Fame level for 25 and a half seasons. That makes it even more impressive when you think about what he's done. And so last night, he made it so easy. Just 34 points. Luka Doncic had 30. The Lakers beat the Pelicans, as they should, 136-115. The game was so much of a beatdown that even Bronny James had an opportunity to go out there and score a layup over three defenders that we have never heard of before. Congratulations, Bronny. LeBron James is just makes no sense. 21-time All-Star, 20-time All-NBA, Finals MVP with three different teams. LeBron is a freak. And so after the game, always one to not pat himself on the back, LeBron James took some time to reflect on scoring 50,000 points.
I have no idea. I mean, that's a lot of points. I don't know. It's been a lot, to be honest. Obviously, picking up the game when I was a little kid and just having a love for the sport and was hoping that someday I'd be able to play at the highest level. And I've been able to do that and really enjoy it, you know, and really enjoy my career.
Not to be outdone, speaking of old guys, Steph Curry got busy as well last night. Steph Curry was in Madison Square Garden taking on the New York Knicks, which
barely missed out on drafting Steph Curry. What a different world we would live in if Steph Curry was drafted to the New York Knicks. But his team, the Golden State Warriors, they won. They beat the Knicks 114-102. Steph Curry had 28 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. His record in Madison Square Garden, keep in mind, he only comes once a year because of the whole Western Conference, Eastern Conference thing. His record is 13-1. Okay? And people talk about Reggie Miller owning the New York Knicks. Fine. He's never played them in the postseason. But I mean, damn. Steph Curry is a bad man, and he just keeps on going. This is what Curry had to say about playing in the world's most famous arena.
My first game here in college to now, like, it's always delivered. So, and for us on the Western Conference, we only get one chance here, and we try to make the most of it.
You gotta try to make the most of it. Hey, Hickey, since we're talking about old-ass legends, I told you John Cena being a bad guy is such big news. They're talking about it on CBS Sports HQ.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. John Cena stuns WWE Universe with a jaw-dropping heel turn. Looking to surpass Ric Flair for the most WWE title reigns of all time. Yes. It's on CBS Sports HQ. So if you want to talk about old-ass legends, it's LeBron James, it's Steph Curry, and it's John Cena.
Good for John Cena being in that same realm. Wow.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't know, yeah, John Cena is right there at Steph Curry and LeBron. How about that? I think John Cena is, he's got to be in his late 40s. Good for him. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Here's Greg from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive, you put a smile on my face. Let me tell
whoa,
you, big fella.
Whoa, whoa, okay, go ahead.
Oh, my God. No, the way you praised LeBron James, you know how I feel about him. Whoa. He's the reason I watch basketball. I mean, if it wasn't for him and Steph, I wouldn't be watching. There's a lot of great players.
What are you going to do in, like, I don't know, in the case of Steph Curry, 3 or 4 years? In the case of LeBron, I don't know, never. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm getting so old that all my great heroes have come and gone, and maybe I'll just go out into the sunset.
Okay.
But, I mean, look at this, JR.
What?
Like LeBron, you, Ryan did, everyone's going for their dreams. I mean, look at this. The man's the fountain of youth. He's not aging. He's just as good as he was when he was 30 years old, 25, 28. He's smarter now. I see him going all the way, JR. I really do. I don't see how they can be stopped. Yeah, you got Oklahoma. I think they can contain SGA or SAG, whatever his great initials are. But, I mean, they can do it. They really can.
Okay.
Austin Reeves is coming into his own. He's almost like a Scottie Pippen.
All right, okay. All right, well, okay. Well, we'll
a little
see.
Bit overboard on that one.
I know,
hey,
I know.
Love you. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Well, in order to get Greg from Michigan all the way to the top floor, let's hope he can contain himself. Let's take a listen to LeBron James. Yeah, this is a big deal, right? Let's listen to LeBron James scoring his 50,000th point. Lakers Radio Network.
Luka moving right. Luka's still moving right. Cross court to LeBron. 3 for 50,000. It's good. LeBron goes over 50K, and the crowd comes to its feet, and the Lakers lead 13-6. He did it on a three-pointer.
Hickey, do you think Greg from Michigan is you think his heart exploded? Is he still here with us? You think he's okay after hearing that?
I think he's okay. I think watching it yesterday may have been, I don't know, is he going to make it? Maybe I think 24 hours later, even hearing the highlight.
Okay.
I think he's still with us.
All right,
thankfully.
Good. Because he was rather excited about LeBron James. Good for him.
That's got to be number one for him, right? He talks about Josh Allen. He loves, obviously he loves the Lions.
He knows his middle name. Elvis Allen. Is that man's real name?
I don't. You know, he I don't know if that's his real name or that's his, like, nickname that he gave him. I don't know.
Elvis? Because of the hair or something like that?
That's a great... I think the next time he calls in, you got to ask him.
Let's see. This is what Google's for. Now, the man's middle name is Patrick. This guy's name is Joshua Patrick Allen.
Not Elvis, huh? I mean, yeah, I will say, Elvis does sound, Joshua Elvis Allen does sound kind of good.
Well, that's not what his parents named him, so I guess, well, Greg, he got a nickname for him. He calls LeBron James a LeBreezy James. So.
That's right.
Whatever makes Greg from Michigan happy. I guess he didn't hear the guy who called last night and told everybody to go for their dreams. Hickey, could you imagine if we had one show where everybody who called finished their call and said, go for your dreams? Could you imagine what would happen?
I think Gregory would like it. I think he'd feel honored.
Okay, you sure about that? Okay.
I don't. Now, one guy, I could see him thinking, okay, you're stealing my thunder. A whole show of like 20, 30 callers, I think he'd be honored.
Must be nice to call into a show and have your own shtick, right? Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad. I got my own show. I'm going to take stuff from, I'm going to call somebody else's show and just hijack it, Hickey. I'm going to do that.
I like it. Tell me what show I'll be listening.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I'm not voiding my contract if I do that. Anyway, hey, we got a top six list coming your way. On the other side of the break, we're going to take a look at the best wide receivers available in 2025. It's like half the NFL. Don't move.